to the Red Pill Hardcoreism. How's the you? Keep it real, take the Red Pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce off the records.
Alright. Yes. You are tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Excuse me. You guys hear me okay? This is another new device that I'm doing, I'm trying to get set up. I haven't had a chance to actually test this out, but you guys hear me okay? You guys hear me out there in Radio Land?
Sounds pretty good to me, V. How you doing tonight, brother?
those pauses before the show starts gives me anxiety sometimes because the response and delay time.
I've become accustomed to it. I mean, every night before the show, this is something that the audience isn't really privy to, but every night before the show, it's like, okay, V's dropping in, he's dropping out, his audio's terrible, did we get him at the last second? I mean, and same thing with our guest, and you guys have seen at least the stuff that's on here, where our guests will get into some really crazy, incredible points, and they drop off. I mean, this is 2020 here, folks. I mean, we put, supposedly, a man on the moon, but we're dropping Skype calls in 2020, and there's Wi-Fi everywhere, there's 5G murdering us. So it's just maybe at the point of more than coincidental, and something I've become accustomed to, that more often than not, we're going to go through some technical difficulty. So it's actually made me a more steady hand, V. I appreciate it. You're making me more seasoned.
Well, just doing my best to keep the equipment rotating. That way we can sort of stay ahead of the game so we can have a show for you listeners out there. So one pressing thing before we really move on through the show. I guess it's kind of a free night, by the way. I should be giving out the phone number. It's 800-313-9443. Please call in. If you have something you want to talk about, you got some questions, you just want your 5 seconds of fame, you know, whatever. It's a free night tonight. So go ahead. But other than that, we have lost our brand new co-host for this show, Kyler. Now, I definitely want to thank everyone for supporting Kyler. He definitely needed that support to help him get through his cancer episode. Also, you know, it's hard enough, you know, making friends in this business, but, you know, I guess he just wasn't quite a fit for RBN, as I'm told. But don't fret, guys. I know we got, like, record phone calls that night. I know the show was, you know, put everywhere, advertised everywhere, posted everywhere. Got tons of listens, and you, the audience, loved it. Well, got great responses online. So, to keep that spirit alive, I'm going to be doing a spinoff of this show, a podcast with Kyler, and so that we can continue doing that little chemistry, radio chemistry for you guys. And that'll probably be on APR. So I believe that's going to be a real, another home base, I guess you could say. All my media will be played on that radio station, and I'm actually tasked with getting other hosts, and here I go, having to train host again, having to train host. So, guys, if you are interested, and because I'm all about the First Amendment, okay? Well, I'm about all the amendments, but of course we have to practice the first one before any of the others. So, if you think you can do what I do, please go ahead, step up. Shoot us an email. Shoot me an email. TheTrueFarms@gmail.com. You think you could put some truth out there? You want to keep people talking? You want to keep information flowing? Free media? Free media. All this crap about, you know, the everyday crap you see on CNN and Fox. I go and look at articles every now and again just to see if there's something pertinent that I should be talking about on the show. And it's just always the same old brainwash, fear-mongering, and, well, a general theft from society. And I just wish there was something else that we can actually pull out of these major networks, because they're not doing anything for us. They really are not. So I'm glad that you guys are supporting us, and we're going to have so much more in store for you after our expansion happens, our little growth there. So, Will, speaking of new news, what you got for us?
Well, this is some breaking news, and I actually missed the show on last Thursday. I was traveling, and I was at the New Jersey State House. One of my friends, don't want to call him my friend, sorry. He's somebody that I know, and he was with me there. He's a friend of a friend. He does have some mental problems, but I'm not really, according to him anyways. But anyways, he's a friend of a friend. We went down to the New Jersey State House in Trenton because they were trying to pass a bill, for anybody that's not aware. Right now, in all 50 states, there's different rules. So different states will, most every state that I'm aware of has a medical exemption for vaccines. So if you have an adverse reaction or you get a rash or you're allergic to a vaccine and it's demonstrable according to their corrupt criterion, then you can get a medical exemption. You don't have to get vaccinated. And other states have two others, which are religious or philosophical exemption. And based on your religion, if you say, hey, you know, I don't believe in this, then you can just get an exemption. Or some states have the philosophical where you just don't fundamentally believe in vaccines because of your, it doesn't even have to be religious, just your personal thoughts. You have the right to an exemption. Some states combine the philosophic and religious into one. In New Jersey, there is no philosophical exemption, and there was only a religious and a medical. So we went out there. The bill had passed the House of Representatives, going to the Senate for a vote. And you had Senator Sweeney over there, who is basically in the pocket of Big Pharma. And it's, you know, vaccines, it was a very, very historic thing. And because, I mean, quite frankly, it's one thing when we've talked about the drug war on the show before, and I'm sure our audience is pretty familiar with the drug war. They're basically telling you, you know, you can go ahead and drink alcohol, but you can't put any other substance in your body that we don't allow you. You cannot smoke a joint. You can't do coke. You can't do mushrooms, you can't do acid, anything that you want. The government is your body, and you can't do what you want with your body. But this is actually even worse. This is on the opposite end of the spectrum, because it's the government saying, we are going to put something into your body. Now, what does that say about the United States and the land of the free when you're not even free from the government forcibly putting, and I'm no expert on vaccines, but I have interviewed some people who are experts, and in the majority of these vaccines, you have thimerosal, which is a toxic chemical. You still have mercury and aluminum in some vaccines, and not just all vaccines, but a lot of stuff in big pharma. But in every vaccine, they use aborted baby fetuses in these vaccines, not to mention insect DNA, animal DNA, but aborted baby fetuses. Now, if you're on the right wing side of things and you believe in God and you believe that there should not be any abortions, or, you know, and that's why there's in a lot of states, even in New York, they're forcing people to get vaccinated. Hasidic Jews, traditional Orthodox Jews, to get vaccinated, and it's completely against their religion. And so if you don't believe in abortions, on the right wing, you shouldn't be agreeing with this. And on the left wing, they say it's my body, my choice. And it's not your body, your choice when it comes to vaccines. And a lot of people on the left are vegans. And shoving animal DNA, aborted vaccine, aborted baby fetuses and all these chemicals into your body, that's not GMO friendly, right? That's not vegan at all, right? So any way you slice it up, this is not good. And the only reason this is continuing to become a thing, and I'll say briefly, when I was there, they dashed the vote, and it just today, I haven't verified this, but I will verify this during the break, but one of my contacts who I trust very highly just told me right before the show that they killed this aspect of the bill. However, this is something that was talked about for a long time, and although the bill didn't pass this time, and it's a victory to all the people that showed up and protested and spoke out against medical tyranny, it still is a loss in a way, too, unless we really get out there, because when these people do things like they say they're going to take all the guns in Virginia, or they're going to force mandatory vaccinations in New Jersey, they push the over 10 window further. And so they get the public talking about it like it's not a bad idea, or at least a debate going on, right? So once they force that idea out there, there's going to be people that agree with it. And it's just pushed, even if it doesn't pass the first time, that's how they do these things. First, they put it out there, and a lot of people might not like it, but then they get accustomed to the idea. And then a couple of years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, and then the next generation hears about it more, and they're inundated when they grow up. It's like, oh, yeah, that's just how things are, you know? It's just normal that everybody gets vaccines. So I'm kind of ranting and raving here, but luckily it was shot down. But people need to take more effort, because you see this happening. It's already pretty much the lay of the law in California, where you can't not take vaccines there as well. And I know I'm not speaking proper English right now, but we really, as a people, need to mobilize and do something nonviolently, because, I mean, there is no freedom. There is no justice in this country. And anybody that believes that, you're just allowing these same criminals that operate things from behind the scenes to operate, and you're perpetuating that violence.
Well, and something that you said there, you know, medical exemption, the vaccine, you don't need a religious reason not to take the vaccines. You don't need a philosophical one. How about just freedom, choice? I mean, you do pay taxes.
These people are only selectively pro-choice.
Well, and there's something actually I did look up and was studying. There was a there's this whole thing with these politicians scaring the crap out of the doctors, because they're only supposed to give out so many exemptions a year. And they're, you know, the doctors are being agreeable about it, but of course the government doesn't want people to not take them. So what they're doing is they're strong-arming the doctors and making them no longer give out those exemptions so much under the idea of saying, oh well, you're selling these things, you're just taking money out the door of selling these exemptions to not do what we want to do. Five a year. They're going to look at any doctor who gives more than five exemptions a year and turn their life upside down.
And that's the crazy thing about this, right? There's millions of people. I mean, Rhode Island, we're the smallest state. We got roughly a million people. There's millions of people in all these states. There's only so many doctors allowing to give out a few exemptions. But the funny thing is most people don't even know there are exemptions in their state. They don't send home a little piece of paper that says, by the way, you can sign here to get an exemption. By the way, there is an exemption. I would say the majority of the public are woefully uninformed that there are even exemptions at all. So I would just tell the listeners of the show, especially if you're already aware of this, go to your state, find the exemptions, and put it up on your Twitter. Put it up on your Facebook. Share it around the vaccine groups. Share it around to young people. Say, hey, you know, you do have medical freedom. You do have a choice. But I know we have some calls. I just wanted to say that, though. Most people don't even know we have exemptions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is something that really it concerns me, because bills, yeah, will get shot down, but they stay in that rotation. If it's on the agenda, it'll stay in the rotation till it's accepted. So it's only a matter of time. It really is. So I don't know whose bubble's gonna burst. I know there's so many people who believe that these vaccines are perfectly safe, and they live in this little bubble of their own reality, their own little continuity. I don't see how people can just ignore the facts. I really want to have some people come on the show who have had your children injured. And actually, that was going to be a project for last year. Didn't get to it. So just for you guys, I think I'll do that here on RBN instead of doing it on the TV show. So I want to get as many stories out there. It's really so hidden from the people, and that's got to change. So I'm blown away. I'm really blown away. These politicians, how can you just mandate something medical? You're not a doctor. It would take a doctor to mandate something medical. It's insane. It's insane. It's a crazy world that we live in. It's mind-boggling. But anyhow, I know we're going to go to commercial break here in a minute or so. I want to make sure you guys are able to connect with us. Once again, our email is thetruepharmacy@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing, and let us know how you feel about our progress, how you feel about the show, and what we could be doing better. Okay, my clock is always off. Okay, 20 seconds ahead. All right, so I thought I heard the music going on there. Guys, this thing, it doesn't get old. It doesn't get old. You can't get used to it. So anyways, guys, please stay tuned. We're going to talk about a few more things in the rest of the episode. Once again, if you feel like you want to call in, ask us a question, please go ahead. And we'll get to the issues.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, yes. We are back from commercial break. So we have a caller on the line, so let's go ahead and get right into it. I believe we have Al first. Al, go ahead if you're there.
Oh, hello. I'd like to explain to you exactly how they can do this and get away with it.
Go ahead.
Well, here's what happens is you everybody they can do this with are corporate citizens. So in other words, you gave up your rights to let them control you by becoming a corporate citizen. So so they can control your children, because you gave up your children's rights too, and you got your brothers to give it, and all your little cards and all that, you know, social security number and so forth. And that's exactly what happened. What happened was, whenever we went into bankruptcy, they took over assets of everything. And that's how this happens. So the only way you can get back your sovereignty of your rights, I don't like saying sovereignty because it's not the right thing to do, your God-given rights, is to step out of that realm, you know. If you have any questions, I'd love to go on
My
with it.
My thing is, what's it going to take to get people going? I mean,
well,
God bless RBN. God bless John for having me here and saying I'm RBN material. I mean, I don't think I'm anything special. I'm just a guy who found out this and that, and I'm very upset. And I've got my agenda to try to help correct things. So, I mean,
I understand.
We can talk about the machine. We can talk about that machine.
I can understand where you're coming from, brother. I can understand where you're coming from. It took me 30 years to figure this out. I stayed law for 30 years. I did until the last 5 years, you know, of studying. I studied everything I could study, and I found out I was wasting my time by studying their bull, their BS. Then I finally figured out where it was. And what it was is they got us to contract with them. They got us to contract. And I found out exactly where they done that when it started. It started way back years ago. 1666, CQVX said, oh, everybody's either lost a sea or they're dead. So we're going to take over everybody's, you know, assets, and we're going to oversee them until they come forward and say they're alive, you know, breathing human being, human, you know, man, woman, whatever, and claim it. Well, nobody does that. Well, you have to do that. You have to tell them, no more. Anyhow, what I'm trying to tell you is, you do your own research, but what I'm trying to tell you is that's how they do all these crazy things that they're doing right now. You know, I'm sure you know, and I know, and everybody else knows, that this government that we have right now is a proxy government. They're fiction. Everything's a fiction, right? You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's all a game.
Okay. That's how they became a fiction. See? Everything's a fiction. So they can't even touch the ground. So they're just nothing more than a cartoon. They're a fiction. So the way you step away from that fiction to where they don't have jurisdiction and you're not no more a cartoon character is let them know that I'm not a fiction. I'm not a fiction. I'm a living, breathing human. You know, a living, breathing man that God created. And they have no jurisdiction. Period. Plain and simple. No, nothing. Because they can't go into that realm. Their side is over there, and they're dependent on everybody signing everything over to them. You know, everything, your property, everything.
Al, no, that all sounds great, buddy. But we got to go to commercial break. Station ID break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, you know, the whole vaccine thing, it's terrifying. Especially whenever you know it's a danger. And, you know, I don't have kids. I don't have kids. But I will have kids. And my concern is, me being an American citizen, well, I kind of want my children to be born in the U.S. Before moving back here to Europe or anywhere else. Just so, you know, they may have the option of becoming president of the United States one day. You know, but this whole thing, it's going to get real dicey with the whole traveling. You know, people being cut off in the ghettos, you know, forget not being able to fly somewhere, just to be kicked out of an institution, denied any other kind of help
because you don't have your vaccine schedule updated and taken. They're really going to use this to ostracize people and to persecute people here in the future, I do believe.
They've even proposed, I forget what state it is, but they proposed in a particular state that if you didn't get your vaccines, you can't get a driver's license. That would make you, like, effectively, like, like, talk about using this to cripple you. And another thing is, do we forget our history that easy? Like, don't forget, Epstein was involved in covering up all this science. We have Big Pharma playing a role in all the science. Science covered up the role of Monsanto for years and years and years. They covered up the role of Big Tobacco for years and years and years. And you guys out there remember Tuskegee experiments? You guys remember all the wicked, disgusting MK Ultra things that the government did to people? So, I mean, it's so crazy. I mean, I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I consider myself a voluntarist and anarcho-capitalist, non-aggressionist. But it's really, really funny that the liberals went from hating the government, the CIA, and the foreign wars, and now I guess they just hate Trump so much that they love the CIA and they love the government authority. When did the left start licking the boots of the government more? I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird.
Any thoughts on that? Do we have Al still on the line?
Yeah, I'd like to be in the conversation here, and I'll explain this to you.
You were still there. This is something that I've always been interested in. I've heard about how there's a corporate fraud in our name, and that we've been taken over by these contracts. Where did that all start, and how, if at all, can we get out of these damn contracts? Is it just knowledge of people knowing what's really going on? What can you say?
Most of it started in 1934. First they took the gold, then they set the other. In other words, here's what happened. The bankers took over, okay, because we went bankrupt. They took over the country because they put the country up for bankrupt, you know, for collateral. So that's what happened. But let's make a long story short here. Let's get to the point of how you get out of this crap. That's the main thing right there, because we ain't got enough time to go in through all the little details. But anyhow, here's the deal. That's why they have you on driver's license and all this other stuff. I don't have a driver's license. I don't have a tag. I don't have anything. They do not mess with me, because I went through courts. I went through it. I just submitted everything, and it became law. Because once you do that, it becomes law. But anyhow, here's the deal. You have to prove that you're a living, breathing human being, a living, breathing man. Excuse me. I shouldn't even say human being. A man. Human being is that's a man-made thing, a fiction. Anyhow, we all belong to a fiction, because I growed up the same way. I had a birth certificate, I had a Social Security card, all this crap. Whatever. Anyhow, here's the deal. Here's the deal right here. All this stuff is happening is because they own us. They own us because the banks, all of us, you know, Rothschilds or so, you know the whole game, the Rockefellers, all of them and everything, they took over the country because of that. But they always have to leave an outlet. They have to leave an outlet. That was God's rules. They had to leave an outlet. The outlet was, you know, that you have to declare that you're still alive and blah, blah, blah.
Well, may I ask what state you did this in?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
What state did you go through this process in?
What state did I do the process in?
Yes.
West Virginia. But it's the same in any state in any country. It's the same in any state and any country. But
okay,
anyhow.
So you're no longer a citizen? You're no longer a U.S. citizen?
I'm not a corporate citizen. See, there's a difference than a corporate citizen. If you always look at, you ever notice your mail comes in capital letters?
Absolutely, yes. I'm definitely all up on the straw man scenarios here. But it is very hard to live. And I had a guest on the show the other night where he was talking about this sort of thing and how we need to be doing this thing. So since you've done it, what is your lifestyle like now? What is your daily routine like? How do you interface with society and get the things that you need?
I want to just add to B's. I just, before you answer, I just want to add to B's question. Also, if you could tell people how they could do this themselves. And, I mean, is it true? Do you get pulled over all the time for having no plates?
Yes, you do. And sometimes the dumbass cops don't, excuse my language, but the dumb cops don't, they don't know nothing about nothing because they don't teach them law, they just teach them to get revenue. So you have to go through the process, and then after they get to know you, then, you know, they don't mess with you, but I have to go through it. Believe me, it's a hardship, but the thing of it is, you're standing up with God because God tells you, you can't have not more than one master, and he is the master. He is, you know, you can't have two masters. You either ride in the fence on one side or the other. You can't ride straddle the fence, right or wrong. You know,
okay.
I'm not no religious freak or nothing, but I'm just telling you right now that this works for me. All I can tell you is the law that I studied for 30 years. And here's what it says. If you can prove that you're not lost at sea or you're not dead, then they in other words, they're controlling your estate. They're controlling your estate, and your estate is your value. That's you. So, and everything that you accomplish in life, You sign your car over to them. You sign everything over to them, your property, whatever. You register it. Everything you register, you give them to the state. But if you can prove to them that you're alive and you're not lost at sea, then you are not dead. You're lost at sea. They can't do anything. They have no jurisdiction because you got to remember this is a fiction now. Everything now is a fiction.
It's totally a fiction. It's completely a fiction. Because, well, to even for a government to force you to register something would mean that this government would have to have a monarch, a king. The United States doesn't have a king, at least not to my knowledge. The word registered, it means king. It's there to give over to the king, to register.
Right. But the thing of it is, that's exactly what register means, is to give over, to sign over. But the thing of it is, we don't have to do that. The thing of it is that they tricked us into that, you know, saying you have to. That's what I'm saying, is we've been tricked into it. We've been taught this since we was little kids. You know, and you know that as well as I do. First of all, they get the birth certificate. They don't even want you to leave the hospital without birth certificate because that's what they was told. You know, same with the taxes and everything else. Okay, well, here you go. There you go with the, with the Social Security card. Oh, gotta have that so we can collect taxes. All that's a fiction. Everything's a fiction, you know, in our lifetime. I don't know how old you are, but I know that in my lifetime, I was born in 62. So my lifetime, it's always been that way, you know. And well, I started studying at the age of 24, I guess, or whatever, 23 or something. Well, I always grew up with law books. I was fortunate my family had law books. I was always curious about law. And I studied, and I kept on. I couldn't figure out what the heck is. It doesn't make sense, because everything I studied was really in their favor, until I finally got into true law, you know, in the last 5 years, and I figured out, okay, now we have, then I got into a study group where we had a whole bunch of people, I mean a whole bunch of people, so we all said, okay, let's check this out, let's check that out, so all of us went into one certain thing, then we'd go to another thing, and this thing, so we'd make sure we was right. And that's how we came up with where they got us at. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a very intellectual or you know what I mean. I'm a mechanic. I was a contractor for the government. You know, so I'm not. I knew the government was doing wrong. They sent me on missions. I done wrong things. And I knew it wasn't right because I was a God-fearing man, and I always had religion in my life. But so I wanted to know exactly what the hell was going on.
So you get along. You are able to live because you have your own trade, correct?
Excuse me again?
You're a mechanic. That's your trade. That's how you were able to be independent and support yourself,
right,
correct?
I think so. I think it had a lot to do with it. But I've seen these wrongdoings going on, you know? The wrong things. There's just so much wrong going on. I want to know why and how can they get away with this, you know? And how can they act
now, where can folks,
on their own property?
Where can folks find this paperwork in order to try to get themselves out of the system? How long do the process take, and what are some surprising things? A year, okay.
I do it with 1 year, is how I done mine. I don't know about everybody else. I don't know. I gave them the opportunity to counteract me in 1 year. I put it in public record. I put it in public record 1 year. I said, I'm a living, breathing human man, you know, and this is the way it is, and you know, this, that, and the other, you know. And that's the way it was. And I put it in public record. Went over to the courthouse, put it in public record. And put it in public record that if they want to talk to me, it's going to cost them this much money to talk to me. You got to remember now, you cannot forget, they are a fiction. We are not. I'm not a fiction. I'm a living, breathing man on the earth. I can touch the earth. They cannot touch the earth because they're a fiction. They're like a cartoon. They're just in space. All they're doing is taking advantage of all these others because everybody else signed up for this, that, and the other. And I did, too. I've done the same thing.
You know, I think people need to... There's also playing the game too, because some people can play the game better than the people who came up with the game. You know, I believe if a group of people got together and became a corporation, started making moves here, started making moves there,
you start crushing
the system.
You don't never want to be a corporation. The corporation is a fiction.
That's how they're screwing us.
And a corporation is a fiction. That's created by man. Something has been created by man.
I understand that.
You don't want to be a corporation.
But only the game can only be destroyed by the game itself. I mean, unless, you know, we have a bloody revolution, or we all just say, screw it, not working. not paying taxes, and then being thrown in jail.
You know what a corporation is?
Yes.
What is it?
But the thing I want to know is, there are so many homeless people being harassed and being, well, abused, really. You have your own property, I assume, and you have your own trade, so you're able to do that. What about the people who don't have any skills, don't own anything? What do you suggest they do?
I suggest that they get on the just go out there and survive. I mean, that's what we was created. That's what we was put here to earth to do. Get up off your butt and go do something. I mean, I feel sorry for them. I help them every time I can. But the thing of it is, I really don't have a great answer for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've helped a lot of them, but you know, they wind up getting in that realm where they either get little alcohol or little drugs or little this, little that, and I've seen some of them that haven't had anything. They're just down and out because their house was taken away from them. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Only answer I can think of is pray and ask for something. And we need more people that understands what's going on and how they're putting us down, how they're keeping us down. I just don't have an answer for that.
Okay. You know, most people don't. Some people will have their own idea.
I've got property that I would help anybody, and I would set them up on a piece of property. I would do it. But as long as they're not going to abuse each other that's on the property, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a regulator. I don't want to be a god. I don't want to be a president. I don't want to be nothing to them because they should have their freedom.
That's the problem, though, my friend. When we help people, now, I don't want to sound like someone who's, jaded, but I do what I can to help people every day. But when you have that helping people and reaching out, you're really taking a risk with yourself. And there's so many people that are so tampered with, so screwed up in their own heads from the system in itself. So,
yeah, but how do they get screwed up in their head? It's because of the same story.
Big pharma, Wi-Fi, the crappy school education, corrupt system altogether, and it's something we need to wake up from. It's like you said, it's all a game, but even more so, it's really just a collective dream. If we all just said, no, this isn't reality, well, guess what? That isn't the reality anymore. So,
I think the homeless people know what reality is, to tell you the truth. I think they know more than we do, or not more than me and myself, because I woke up to it. I think they know more than most people do what reality is. Really, I do. But
absolutely.
To get back to the point here on why they're doing vaccines and why they can get away with it and this, that, and the other, is because people signed up. And they're corporate citizens, and their children are. And that's why they're getting away with it, because they can do that. They can take your children. You don't own your children. You do not own your children unless you step your children out of that system like I did. You do not own them. They do.
That's
why they can bring CPS in.
Well, people need to get educated and get involved in the process, I do believe. I mean, there's the human subject research legislation.
Hold on just 1 minute. Just let me interrupt. What legislation? From who?
The human subject research legislation.
What year is this done?
I'm sorry. What was that?
What year was this done?
This was done actually after World War II because the human experimentation that was going on. This is like the Nuremberg Code, Nuremberg trials, and all that. So because of all those atrocities,
let me interrupt you again. So that was after the fiction created. That was after.
The fiction. Of course.
Right. It's all fiction. It's all fiction. So step out of the fiction and get back into reality, and they have no jurisdiction. That's why I'm trying. It's so simple, but people can't. They can't comprehend. They say, "Well, you know, it don't make sense to me." That's because we was incrementally programmed to think that they have the authority. They have the authority. They don't have no authority. Step out of the fiction.
Really. Made up, my friend. That's a man-made concept. Al, I want to thank you for calling in to the show.
Well, I'd like for you to explain that to me one more time, or how you think
the show is ending. I got to end the show. I want again. Thank you for calling, and please call again. well, and see, my thing is my opinion. Yeah, you got to not. Participate when possible, but that's not always possible. So you got to have knowledge of the game and be able to trip these people up on what they're doing. These people got away with a lot of stuff because of things that were ignored. Simple laws and, again, human experimentation. All the trials, all the research that didn't happen before they kicked out these vaccines. That's a huge oversight. It was done on purpose. And these people need to be checked on everything that they do. But anyhow, I know coming up to the end of the show here. So, Will, did you have any last comments?
Yeah, for you folks at home, listeners, please take nonviolent action, inform people of the exemptions, and, please come check me out on youtube.com/demandthetruth. And I'm on Facebook as Will Turbitt, T-U-R-B-I-T-T. So check me out there. And also go to facebook.com/targeted individuals documentaries and check out these new documentary and share that with folks.
Absolutely. Guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. Remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.